This morning on WCHL, free land for the school district to the Chapel Hill development site may not be so free.
I don't want to be a political pawn, and I don't want to get into it.
Sirens and text messages will test UNC's emergency alert system today. But is that the quickest way timely messages are spread on the UNC campus?
We're not a professional alert system. We just have the benefit of social media.
And yesterday marked 1 year since Ellie Kinnaird's resignation from the state Senate. And she says she has no regrets. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, 10 days remain until kickoff of Carolina football. And head coach Larry Fedora can sense time is running out. And
there's a 9,000-pound nonprofit gorilla in every NCAA meeting room.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees, 607 at WCHL. Partly sunny today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our chance of rain is 30% late in the day. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. So another warm one with lots of moisture in the air. Chapel Hill Carborough school board members say the offer of free land to build a school at Obie Creek may cost more than meets the eye. At a school board meeting last week, Ben Perry of East-West Partners offered the district either 15 or 25 acres on the 120-acre Obie Creek site to build a new school across from Southern Village.
We have really no dog in this fight. I mean, we will support whatever y'all want to do with the council. We're not going to put up a fight. This is land that's going to generate no revenue for us either way.
But to put the land to use, the district would need to build a bridge estimated to cost about $1 million. Steep slopes and environmentally sensitive areas also make developing the site difficult. East-West Partners is in the process of negotiating with the Chapel Hill Town Council on a development agreement that would govern the build-out of the Obie Creek project. The $1.5 million square foot proposal has drawn fire from neighbors concerned about the size of the development and the traffic it might generate. School Board Chair Jamesetta Bedford told Perry she wants to wait until the negotiations with the town have advanced before further evaluating the offer.
I don't want to be a political pawn, and I don't want to get into it, and I don't want to upset my colleagues on the town council. I don't want to upset my neighbors. I don't want to upset the county commissioners.
The board was much more eager to consider an offer of land across the street from Chapel Hill High School. The 9.3-acre site abuts land owned by the district and would more than double the total acreage at the site. Executive Director of School Facilities Bill Mullen said the location offers more flexibility for planning new schools.
It has a frontage on Homestead Road, which makes it very, very attractive. If we were considering an elementary school, high school addition, another district building, who knows?
The price of the parcel has not been disclosed pending negotiation with the landowner in closed session. Alert Carolina isn't wasting any time testing its emergency messaging system at the start of the school year, but is that the fastest way information is shared on UNC's campus? Alert Carolina will test its text message system and its sirens between 12 noon and 1 p.m. today, just the second day of classes for Carolina students. But one way members of the Carolina campus sometimes get timely warning messages faster is through social media, specifically the Overheard at UNC group on Facebook.
We're not a professional alert system. We just have the benefit of social media with 15,000-plus subscribers, so any one person can really post an alert, and then the power of social media can verify whether that's a valid or invalid claim.
That is Ian Helfrick, one of the five administrators at the group and a recent UNC graduate. He says Overheard and Alert Carolina work best when information is shared hand-in-hand. When that happens, Helfrick says the campus is very accepting of Alert Carolina.
That just provides a sense of security, you know, like the university is really looking out for its students, provides a professional alert system.
However, if messages on Overheard beat Alert Carolina, some frustrations have been made very clear on the campus group.
One of the people who was involved in the incident actually posted first, and that was just a couple minutes before Alert Carolina got out, and it is faster. The trade-off is it's not always the most accurate information Whereas Alert Carolina, you know, when they post something, when they send it out to the student body, it is the official university word on what's going on.
He says a limited staff of Alert Carolina compared to the nearly unlimited eyes, ears, and voices of the Carolina community play the leading role in the time difference. In that specific incident, a man reportedly pulled a knife on a student in the student union and fled to Franklin Street. You can see the comment that led to more than 100 comments, 70 or so of which came before the suspect was apprehended. That comment thread is posted in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. A few students questioned the speed in which Alert Carolina delivered the warning. Helfrick says all the founding members of Overheard graduated a while ago, but that the administrators after them have continued the tradition of an open portal for a free-flowing, often fun conversation about anything happening on campus. Overheard has guidelines that must be followed in order to remain a part of the group. No ads, promotions, plugs, or inappropriate or irrelevant posts may be posted, according to the group's About section. On Sunday, the administrators sent out a reminder that if anyone breaks the rules, the post and the member who posted it will be removed. WCHO News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this. Member FDIC.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Yesterday marked exactly 1 year from the day Ellie Kinnaird announced she was resigning from the state Senate, a decision that set off not one but two appointment processes, along with a renewed controversy about the extensive use of appointments here in Orange County. Looking back on last year's events with no regrets, Kinnaird stopped by the WCHL studios yesterday and spoke with Aaron Kank on the afternoon news.
Your announcement last year at this time that that you were stepping down set into motion, again, a sequence of events that lasted a lot longer than I think anyone anticipated. Of course, there was the appointment process to replace you on the state Senate that led to Valerie Fouché's appointment. She was moving up from the state House. That led to another appointment process. This is why Greg Meyer serves in the state House now. Knowing what you know now, looking back on the way things transpired, do you have any regrets? Would you have done it the same way if you knew how it was going to play out?
Well, I was just thinking about that the other day because this anniversary does come up in my mind. Probably the same results could have been predicted. I think that probably Valerie would have chosen to run even if it were an election rather than an appointment. And I think probably Greg would have chosen to run for her position. So I don't think the outcome was any different. And this gave them a little bit of time in those respective chambers so that they can kind of get their sea legs in a new setting. And so I really don't think it would have been any different.
Are you surprised or pleasantly, unpleasantly, either way, with the way that Valerie Fouché has performed in the state Senate and Greg Meyer has performed in the state House?
Well, of course, I knew Valerie in the House, a mm-hmm. very solid, responsible member of the House, and she's carried that on in the Senate. The thing is that there's not much a Democrat can do. And that's the sad part. And the really sad part is that at this upcoming election, there are 12 seats in the Senate where no Democrat is running and 43 in the House where no Democrat is running. And you could have gone to every Moral Monday and be mad as heck at what has done been done, and you would not have a candidate to vote for. And mm-hmm. so I think that's the tragedy of all of this, is that instead of vigorous recruiting and making sure that there was somebody in absolutely every district. Because if you look at the groups of people that were very angry, first of all, you got the unemployed right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You've got the health professionals because they didn't expand Medicaid. You've got women because of those issues. And heaven knows the teachers. And poor people who don't have a voice. But nevertheless, they could have voted for somebody. And I think that's the tragedy of all of this. But I think that those that we do have candidates for are solid, and I think we stand a good chance to take those seats back. So I think that Valerie will continue. She's, as I say, a very solid member of the Senate, and I know that she will continue to be, and I don't have any doubts about that.
That is former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill speaking with Aaron Keck. Visit our website, chapelbro.com, to listen to their whole conversation. The public is invited to a meeting with North Carolina officials to comment on proposed rules for the oil and gas drilling method known as fracking. The first of four public meetings is scheduled for this morning at 10 o'clock at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. The State Mining and Energy Commission plans to hold other meetings in Sanford, Reidsville, and Cullowhee. Back in June, Governor Pat McCrory signed a law clearing the way for permits to be issued for hydraulic fracturing or fracking as soon as next spring. The drilling method involves injecting mixtures of water, sand, gravel, or other chemicals to break apart underground rocks to allow oil and gas to escape. The law lifts a 2012 moratorium that blocked permits. It's been criticized by environmental groups. State House and Senate leaders say lawmakers have reached a compromise on legislation that would make Duke Energy curb pollution from its 33 coal ash dumps across North Carolina. A statement from House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Phil Berger said conferees reached an agreement yesterday that would give the state the strictest regulations in the nation. The statement said the legislation would make the state the first to force the closure of all coal ash ponds. The statement said the bill sets a 15-year timetable for closing all unlined coal ash ponds and also eliminates the practice of wet ash disposal. The last version of the bill, publicly released last month, would have required Duke to remove the ash at four of its 14 coal-fired plants. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda at South Point. Very light traffic so far this morning. That situation will certainly change in just a little while as everybody gets going today and starts a regular routine. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. You can call him anytime in the day, not just in the morning, but all day. You can call the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHLChapelboro.com and let us know of any problems that you know about that we're not reporting on WCHL. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Crown Honda of South Point. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. 72 degrees right now, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 30% chance of rain. It's going to be kind of warm today, hot today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, scattered showers and thunderstorms, still 30% chance of rain, overnight low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and our high tomorrow in the low 90s, so a little bit warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll be in the low 70s, still a slight chance of rain. Then on Friday, in the low 90s once again. On Saturday and Sunday, our high temperatures will be in the 80s, upper 80s for Saturday, in case you're wondering, low 80s on Sunday. So backing off just a little bit. The weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickies.com. Check them out today. 6:20 at WCHL. Time for championship sports. Let's talk a little Carolina football because the countdown to Carolina football continues. 10 days away from the season opener in Keenan Stadium on August 30th. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora knows time is running out. With a sense of urgency and excitement building at the Navy Field practice facility, the Carolina coach is weighing in on a variety of topics concerning the state of Tar Heel football. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
With training camp wrapping up and the game plan for week one against Liberty being installed, Tar Heel observers may be wondering who impressed the most in the preseason grind. Coach Fedora says unheralded sophomore linebacker Joe Jackson would top that list.
Joe Jackson has really, if I had to pick out one guy out of the whole camp who has kind of turned himself around, I'd pick Joe Jackson or Sam Smiley, but it'd be one of those two, and Joe's right there.
While young talents like Jackson are hitting the field hard looking to impress the coaching staff for coveted playing time next week, veterans like Ethan Farmer are just hoping to be afforded the chance to suit it up at all in Keenan Stadium. Eligibility issues are a major concern for Farmer and in turn the defensive line. Coach Fedora says Farmer being one of a mere six seniors on the roster makes him even more invaluable on the field.
Oh yeah, that's a concern. That's definitely a concern, and it's a concern for me if any of our guys aren't out on the field for whatever reason. But yeah, especially when it's a senior and you only have six, scholarship seniors. Yeah, it's a concern. I got a lot of concerns.
Coach Fedora says there may be a silver lining in the Farmer situation. It gives younger Tar Heels a chance to step up, garner more reps, and in turn bolster the depth of the men up front.
I mean, it's something that we talked about as a staff, and we've got to get him enough to keep him going with whatever, with what's, so he knows what's going on, which he's a senior. He has experience, so it's not critical that he gets all the reps. It's more critical that those younger guys that we're trying to create some depth there, that they're getting the reps, because there's a chance they may be thrown in there right away and they have to perform. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We can't wait on them. They just may have to go.
One of the most loaded positions heading into the fall appears to be at running back. With a healthy stable of speed burners and power backs at the UNC offense's disposal, Coach Fedora should be relishing the scoring possibilities in the backfield. But with so many options, who will receive the heaviest load of carries? Coach Fedora says for now, it's still a running back by committee effort.
At this point, it's about getting all of them reps so that they're, we want to keep them as healthy as possible, but also we want them to get valuable reps. I mean, reps that were they're learning something, not just going through the motions. So, we're rolling them. I think Larry's rolling them pretty good. I don't know. For me, I don't ever know who's in there. Don't really care right now. We want to make sure that we're efficient with what we do and we're moving the ball.
One of the pillars of the Coach Fedora regime at Carolina has always been special teams. Last season, return specialist Ryan Switzer basked in the national spotlight for his record-breaking performances. Although overshadowed by Switzer's electricity, punter Tommy Hibbard may prove just as vital to the fortunes of UNC in 2014. Coach Fedora, for one, continues to heap praise on the strong-legged senior from Charlotte.
Tommy's got a good leg and he knows what we're trying to do, so he understands all of our schemes. Like today we were working pooch, and we had three live reps and all three of them he put inside a 10-yard line. He's really trying to make himself the best punter he can be. He understands the situation. It's not just practice. This is critical. This is how we pin people. This is a big play for us. We're eating up chunks of yardage. We're gathering ground, and he knows that, and I think he's taking it to heart. He's doing a really good job with it.
The countdown to Carolina game day sits at 10 days, and the storylines only continue to grow for the Tar Heels as promising upstarts like Jackson emerge, leaders like Farmer await future fates, and reliable special team athletes like Hibbard hone their crafts. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And once again, countdown to Carolina football, 10 days. 10 days before the season opener against Liberty in Keenan Stadium. And, of course, you get complete coverage right here on WCHL. Not only on game day, but all the way leading up to it, both here on WCHL and on our website, chapelboro.com. Turning to the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles have acquired running back Kenyon Barner from the Carolina Panthers for a conditional 7th-round draft choice in 2015. Last year, Barner was drafted in the 6th round by the Panthers. The 25-year-old Barner played in 8 regular season games and 1 playoff game with the Panthers. He finished his collegiate career at Oregon, ranked 2nd in school history in yards rushing, 3,623, and tied for 2nd with 41 touchdowns rushing. And he really put up some big numbers out there. As a senior in 2012, Barner earned first-team All-America honors at Oregon by rushing for 1,767 yards, the 2nd most in school history, and 21 touchdowns, tied for most in school history. Chip Kelly, the coach for the Eagles, used to coach Barner at Oregon, and he says hopefully he will bring some depth to both our running back and return positions, and of course he knows what he can do. 625.
This is Charles Osgood. Fisher Investments Annuity Insights booklet is now available, and it's important that you read this. And in a moment, I'll tell you why and how to get yourself a free copy. Our CBS News colleague Michelle Miller wants you to meet Eric Finman.
Eric Finman is the founder of Photangle, an online education program that links students with instructors around the world. A pretty remarkable accomplishment, considering he's only 15 years old.
We'll meet the keen teen after this. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. For the past few months, I've been recommending a special report, Annuity Insights, 9 questions every annuity investor should ask, from Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher. Since then, thousands have called to take advantage of this valuable information to learn more about the pitfalls of investing in annuities and how investors can get locked into low returns, charge huge commissions, and complicate their taxes. So if you are an investor with $500,000 or more and you own an annuity or someone is trying to sell you one, I want you to call Fisher Investments today at 1-800-400-0404 to get this free report. If you've not called yet, I'll give you that number again because I do strongly recommend that you make that call. Annuities promise the soothing sound of guaranteed income, but what you might not know could come back to haunt you. That's why it's important that you call for this free report right now. 1-800-400-0404. That's 1-800-400-0404. At the age of 15, Eric Finman likes to be taken seriously, as Michelle Miller discovered.
Do people ever call you Smarty Pants?
No.
No. Maybe they should.
He knows he still has plenty to learn at 15.
That's even younger than his mentor, Alexis Ohanian, was when he started the online community, Reddit, the ripe old age of 22. Ohanian inspired a generation of smart, tech-savvy teens with his book, Without Their Permission, How the 21st Century Will Be Made, Not Managed. Eric read it, then took a $1,000 check his grandmother had given him at Easter and invested it in the online currency Bitcoin.
You hit the jackpot.
I hit the jackpot.
A jackpot worth $100,000.
Next came Photangle.
You can choose to register as a student and learn something, or become an expert and teach something.
His solution, give users a place to chat with instructors and learn about any subject. He launched the company in May and now has more than 1,700 users. He employs 20 people full-time.
You call them freelancers.
Freelancers. No, I'm not legally allowed to call them employees.
Why?
15-year-olds aren't allowed to hire employees.
Mentor Alexis Ohanian reminds kids like Eric,
don't forget to have a childhood, too, because that's pretty special. You only get one of those.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition. A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked Home Watch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, Home Watch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. Home Watch caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for only $10. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's half off from Oasis at Carmel, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at WCHL. I'm getting ahead of myself here. 6:30, and we have 72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Your Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It's going to be partly sunny today. A chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Kind of your typical summertime forecast. 30% chance of a shower or two late in the day. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. Tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies, but still a slight chance of rain, and the low tonight around 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, 20% chance of rain, but a warmer tomorrow with a high in the low 90s. Grimble Jewelers has your special engagement ring you've been thinking about for a long time. Grimble's is always there for you. Go see Berkeley at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
All right, protests continued last night in Ferguson, Missouri, where unarmed teenager Michael Brown was shot dead nearly 2 weeks ago. Watching on the streets, KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
It was while most protesters prayed that some began throwing bottles at police. State Patrol Captain Ron Johnson says 47 arrested.
One of the arrestees was an out-of-state violator who we've arrested for the third time.
But the overall intensity of the demonstrations may have gone down a notch.
No tear gas and no Molotov cocktails, and for that, most were grateful.
You have a few bad apples out of a bunch, and unfortunately it messes it up for everybody.
Captain Johnson called the night a turning point.
Today, Attorney General Eric Holder will be in Ferguson, Missouri to check on the investigation of the shooting by a white police officer on an African-American teen. Michael Brown's funeral is scheduled for next Monday. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 72 degrees, partly sunshine today. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Chapel Hill Carborough school board members say the offer of land to build a school at Obie Creek may cost more than meets the eye. At a school board meeting last week, Ben Perry of East West Partners offered the district either 15 or 25 acres of the 120-acre Obie Creek site to build a new school across from Southern Village.
We have really no dog in this fight. I mean, we will support whatever y'all want to do with the council. We're not going to put up a fight. This is land that's going to generate no revenue for us either way.
But to put the land to use, the district would need to build a bridge, estimated to cost about $1 million. Steep slopes in environmentally sensitive areas also make developing the site difficult. East West Partners is in the process of negotiating with the Chapel Hill Town Council on a development agreement that would govern the build-out of the Obie Creek project. The $1.5 million square foot proposal has drawn fire from neighbors concerned about the size of the development and the traffic it might generate. School Board Chair Jamesetta Bedford told Perry she wants to wait until the negotiations with the town have advanced before further evaluating this offer.
I don't want to be a political pawn, and I don't want to get into it, and I don't want to upset my colleagues on the town council. I don't want to upset my neighbors. I don't want to upset the county commissioners.
The board was much more eager to consider an offer of land across the street from Chapel Hill High School. The 9.3-acre site abuts land owned by the district and would more than double the total acreage at that site. Executive Director of School Facilities Bill Mullen said this location offers more flexibility for planning new schools.
It has a frontage on Homestead Road, which makes it very, very attractive. If we were considering an elementary school, high school addition, another district building, who knows?
The price of the parcel has not been disclosed, pending negotiation with the landowner in closed session. Alert Carolina isn't wasting any time testing its emergency messaging system at the start of the school year, but is that the fastest way information is shared on the UNC campus? Alert Carolina will test its text message system and its sirens between noon and 1 today, just the second day of classes for Carolina students. But one way members of the Carolina campus sometimes get timely warning messages faster is through social media, specifically the Overheard at UNC group on Facebook.
We're not a professional alert system. We just have the benefit of social media with 15,000 plus subscribers. So any one person can really post an alert, and then the power of social media can verify whether that's a valid or invalid claim.
That is Ian Helfrick, one of the five administrators of the group and a recent UNC graduate. He says Overheard and Alert Carolina work best when information is shared hand in hand. When that happens, Helfrick says the campus is very accepting of Alert Carolina.
I just provides a sense of security. You know, like the university is really looking out for its students, provides a professional alert system.
However, if messages on Overheard beat Alert Carolina, some frustrations have been made very clear on the campus group.
One of the people who was involved in the incident actually posted first, and that was just a couple minutes before Alert Carolina got out, and that's it is faster. The trade-off is it's not always the most accurate information, whereas Alert Carolina, you know, when they post something, when they send it out to the student body, it is the official university word on what's going on.
He says the limited staff of Alert Carolina compared to the nearly unlimited eyes, ears, and voices of the Carolina community play the leading role in the time difference. In that specific incident, a man reportedly pulled a knife on a student in the student union and fled to Franklin Street. You can see the comment that led to more than 100 comments, 70 or so of which came before the suspect was apprehended. That comment thread is posted in the story on our website at chapelboro.com. A few students questioned the speed in which Alert Carolina delivered the warning. Helfrich says all the founding members of Overheard graduated a while ago, but the administrators after them have continued the tradition of an open portal for free-flowing, often fun conversations about anything on campus. Overheard has guidelines that had to be followed in order to remain a part of the group. No ads, promotions, plugs, or inappropriate or irrelevant posts may be posted, according to the group's About section. On Sunday, the administrators sent out a reminder that if anyone breaks the rules, the post and the member who posted it will be removed. The public is invited to a meeting with North Carolina officials to comment on proposed rules for the oil and gas drilling method known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking. The first of four public meetings is scheduled for this morning at 10 o'clock at North Carolina State University in Raleigh. The State Mining and Energy Commission plans to hold other meetings in Sanford, Reesville, and Cullowhee. In June, Governor Pat McCrory signed a law clearing the way for permits to be issued for hydraulic fracturing or fracking as soon as next spring. The drilling method involves injecting mixtures of water, sand, gravel, and chemicals to break apart underground rocks to allow oil and gas to escape. The law lifts a 2012 moratorium that blocks permits, has been criticized by environmental groups. Organizers of regular protests at the North Carolina legislature are being joined by NAACP leaders in a half dozen other states to launch a week of demonstrations. The North Carolina NAACP says that Friday will be the first of 7 days of demonstrations. In North Carolina, a coalition led by the NAACP has protested at the Capitol nearly every week during the past two legislative sessions. NAACP leaders from Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Wisconsin said in a conference call yesterday that they will hold demonstrations in their states during some or all of that seven-day period. Organizers say demonstrations are also being planned in Mississippi. About 900 people were arrested at protests during the 2013 legislative session in North Carolina, and about 100 others were arrested during this year's session. Virginia officials are preparing for the possibility that gay marriages could soon be legal in Virginia. The state registrar of vital records is drafting a revised marriage license form that will be used if the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals order ending Virginia's same-sex marriage ban goes into effect on Thursday morning. Attorneys representing a county clerk in the state of Virginia have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the appeals court's decision while it's being appealed. Virginia is also supporting a delay to minimize disruption while the issue is resolved. The Supreme Court has twice granted delays in related cases. Meanwhile, clergy supportive of gay marriage are making plans to be at courthouses throughout the state on Thursday morning to perform marriages for same-sex couples. And in news around town this morning, head to 140 West Franklin Street tomorrow for another live outdoor concert. That evening's band will be Matt Phillips and the Philharmonic. The show runs from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. It's free for everybody. For a complete schedule of events at 140 West, head online to 140westfranklinplaza.com. The Southern Folklife Collection of UNC's Wilson Library is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a festival this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The festival begins tomorrow night with a gala dinner and a benefit concert at Wilson Library with Tip Merritt performing. On Friday evening, Carolina Performing Arts hosts the Rebirth Brass Band and Dumps to Funk. And on Saturday, Cat's Cradle hosts an all-day affair, free and open to the public, from 10 until 4 and at 8 p.m. Tip Merritt heads back onto the stage at Memorial Hall, joined by country music legend Merle Haggard. You can go to the News Around Town link on our website at chapelboro.com to read all of our News Around Town stories. A lot of things happening in our community. 6:39 at WCHL. Today's commentary from Laura Wenzel. Coming up next, she says the governor has to do something to help these children who are coming into our state. That is up next.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic Southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Good morning. It is 6:42. We have 72 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Laura Wenzel. The United States has often led the world in creating a fair and open society. This was the first country to guarantee the right to free expression of our spiritual beliefs, for example. However, we also have a legacy of shamefully oppressing and neglecting our fellow human beings, beginning by massacring Native peoples and enslaving Africans, and more recently imprisoning Japanese American citizens and closing our ports to Jewish refugees escaping Nazis. Today, thousands of children in Guatemala and Honduras face rampant violence, including rape and being forced into gang membership. They are attempting to escape by making a dangerous journey to the United States. The response of our leaders has echoed the worst of our past. Governor McCrory stated that these children pose a threat to North Carolina and should be sent back, and our Congress went on vacation instead of finding a way to help these children. Groups like the North Carolina Justice Center and the North Carolina Religious Coalition for Justice for Immigrants are counteracting the racial hatred behind these responses and advocating for the well-being and protection of these children. We must not turn away these vulnerable people. We should have learned by now of the spiritual consequences of such an inhumane act. Please urge Governor McCrory and President Obama to provide compassionate relief for these refugees and save our country's spirit. This is Laura Wenzel.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina football's preseason camp has come to a close as the Tar Heels intensify their preparation for the season opener next Saturday against Liberty in Keenan Stadium. Third-year head coach Larry Fedora has been very pleased with the progress his team has made over the last few weeks.
I would say, you know, since we've been here, this has been our best camp. It's not even close. We have the majority of our guys that have been through camp now multiple times, so they understand what's expected and how we're going to run camp. They know the time commitment, all the things. They know that we want the focus to be on ball the whole time and nothing else. And we've got a lot of guys that totally understand that, and they bring the young guys along as quickly as possible doing that.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had. But he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, familiarity with the scheme is a big part of the Tar Heels' comfort level this preseason camp. Fedora is also quick to credit Carolina's strength and conditioning coordinator Lou Hernandez and his staff for their work they did with the team this summer.
The job that Lou and his staff had done in the summer, you know, having these guys for a few years in the program and how they've developed, camp has been easier for them. We didn't change it. It's been easier for them because their work capacity is so much higher.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Countdown to Carolina football. Now 10 days. Carolina season opener on August 30th in Keenan Stadium against Liberty. 646 WCHL.
Friends, we want to make you aware of a Diamond Security Administration alert that's currently in effect. Yes, we are members of the DSA, the Diamond Security Administration, and the alert in effect is all about protecting your precious diamonds. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. If it's been more than 6 months since you've had your diamond checked by our professionals, please come and see us. Those little prongs around your diamond are your diamond security system, and they wear down, they break, and suddenly your diamond can disappear. To protect your diamond, come see us today. Our experts will check it carefully to make sure your security system is doing its job. If there's any danger, we'll tell you what measures are called for to make sure your diamond stays safe. This inspection is absolutely free, and the good news is you don't have to go through an X-ray machine or take your shoes off. Grimble Jewelers, we are your DSA experts, and we'll make sure your diamond is completely safe. Grimble Jewelers, for 30 years, the Triangle's most trusted source for contemporary custom design and fake jewelry, offered by perfectionist jewelers and a passionate, knowledgeable staff in a friendly, stress-free environment.
It's back to school time. Are you ready? Hi, this is Barbara Jesse Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop, and we can help you get ready for back to school with affordable clothes, accessories, furniture, and home decor. Stop by our Carrboro location Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6 p.m., and our Chapel Hill location, Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. Happy thrift shopping from your PTA Thrift Shop family. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
Here's a riddle for you. When can you enjoy a round of golf without playing golf? When you sponsor Cornucopia Cancer Support Center's 10th annual golf tourney. Join Honorary Chair Eric Montross and presenting sponsor Webb Wrights on September 29th at Briar Creek Country Club. Become a sponsor today. Whole sponsorships are only $150. See more at cancersupport4u.org or call 919-401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
648 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant. And every girl crazy about a sharp dressed man. There you go. That's the theme song for Rand Northam. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. All right. You look good this morning.
Thank you very much.
Blue shirt.
A little blue on blue today.
Blue shirt. Dress, jeans. Well, you look good. You're not wearing dress jeans, but that's
I'm
okay.
I'm not.
Blue shirt, matching tie, well coordinated,
thank
as
you
always.
Much.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody ever has to have any doubt. Rand Northam, what's happening?
Well, just the usual morning slowdowns right now. Not too many problems out there to be reporting. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can help us and tell us what we need to know and what those drivers need to know. We'll pass it along to you. And to be a WCHL Road Warrior, you can give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and we greatly appreciate those WCHL Road Warriors out there.
Yeah. A lot of things going on in the community this morning, but so far, not much happening in traffic.
That's right.
And that's always good news.
That is great news.
We'll talk to you in a half an hour or so.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much. And that's Rand Northam with a look at morning traffic. Everything looking good right now. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Remember, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by UNC Football. It's 72 degrees right now, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. 30% chance. High today in the upper 80s. Chance of rain, just 30%, as I said, and that will extend all the way through tonight. Low tonight, about 70. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain as well, with a high in the low 90s. So definitely a little warmer tomorrow, that is for sure. Carolina football kicks off the season August 30th at 6 p.m. That's only 10 days away. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack, four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, a $10 voucher for merchandise, a $230 value, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack. 6:51 at WCHL, time now for celebrity birthdays. We got a few of those. Boxing promoter Don King is 83 years old. U.S. Representative Ron Paul of Texas is 79 years old today. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Greg Nettles is 70. Broadcast journalist Connie Chung is 68. Jimmy Pankow, a member of Chicago, 67 years old today. Actor John Noble, 66. Here's a big one for you. Robert Plant, lead singer of Led Zeppelin, 66 years old today. Robert Plant, 66. Singer-songwriter John Hiatt, great in his own right, 62 years old today. Actor-director Peter Horton is 61. TV weatherman Al Roker is 60 today. Actress Joan Allen is 58. Movie director David Russell is 56. He directed American Hustle, among other things. Actor James Marster is 52. Actor Colin Cunningham is 48 years old today. Misha Collins, the actor, 40 years old today. And actress-singer Demi Lovato is 22. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Debbie Dibbert has a birthday. Happy birthday, Debbie. Christy Bray Graves, also celebrating a birthday today. Hope it's a good one for you. And our birthday winner of the day is Andrew Stoltz. Andrew Stoltz, happy birthday, buddy. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomont. They love taking care of their customers, and they're going to love taking care of you, too. Andrew Stoltz, all-around nice guy, and he is our birthday winner of the day from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. To everybody who's having a birthday, make it great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger, the inimitable Freddie Kiger. Nobody like him in the world. Thank goodness.
It's about time for everybody's school. Everything's about starting.
To crank up big time here.
Yikes.
It is.
Well, watch all those kiddies going to the buses.
Yeah, really, because there are a lot of young ones who don't really know what they're doing yet.
Yeah. I still remember the bus number of my first bus ride.
Do you really?
Bus number 99.
No kid.
And then my bus driver's name?
What?
Was Booger.
Booger?
Booger.
Gosh.
Was one of the nicest. He was wonderful.
Really?
But that was his nickname, Booger.
Okay,
That's right out of an Andy Griffith Mayberry set. Bus number 99. That thing was old as the hills. Mm-hmm. Old as the hills when I got on it.
Well, I never really rode a bus on a regular basis going to school.
I was five years old.
I was in town, so
walked urban
to school generally.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, when I was a little kid. So, at any rate, yeah, it's that time again.
So be careful.
Yeah.
I got a question, though.
I hope so, because that's why we pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, and I'm answering the call.
Yeah, all right.
Birds in advertising.
Birds.
Birds in advertising.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Lay it on me, baby.
Here we go, folks. What kind of bird is the mascot for Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. Okay. What kind of bird is the mascot for Cocoa Puffs?
I think I know. All right.
Some of you may be scrambling right now in your kitchen, ripping out that box and looking on the front cover of that box because you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you are
good to go.
Yes, you are.
Call right now with the answer if you know.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ella Spencer is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Here's Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman.
Everybody in the courthouse would say that the great thing about Ella is if you need help with something, she's going to help you with it. And she's not going to throw up her hands and say, that's not my job or anything like that. That's not the way she operates. She's the one who steps up and does it. The reason that I believe she's deserving of the hometown hero is that she does it in such a quiet, unassuming way. You know, the rest of the people in the courthouse, lawyers and judges and law enforcement officers, typically when they do things well, it almost by definition gets attention. The thing about her job is when she is doing her job well, which is all the time, it goes almost completely unnoticed. She day to day is helping move the justice system forward in a way that is just seamless and helpful at every turn, and she's just one of those people that an unsung hero of the courthouse.
And what kind of a person is Ella Spencer?
Very pleasant, very friendly and nice, but mainly what she does is she just does her job and doesn't really expect or ask for any kind of attention or fanfare for it. She just does her job really well every day.
Well, it sounds like Ella Spencer makes everybody else's life a lot better and a lot easier without calling attention to herself, and in some ways that's the definition of a WCHL hometown hero.
Absolutely. That's the case. And there are certain things like, you know, we will forget to get a certain type of paperwork done or not get something done exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And don't get me wrong, her job as clerk is to make sure it's done correctly. But when we need help with that kind of thing, she helps get it done in a way that minimizes the burden on the rest of us. She helps make sure that it gets done correctly, but in a way that helps move it forward as opposed to slowing things down.
And Ella Spencer is the absolute best at what she does.
Her hard work and helpful to attention ratio is higher than anybody else I know. Because the role is kind of a quiet role, it's the kind of thing that doesn't get attention very much, and she deserves it because she's doing so much quietly to help make the process work. I mean, I've worked in the courts for 8 years now, and there are a lot of people who do great things. She really just struck me as someone who just that pure, unassuming, does her job, helps the rest of us do our job better, and doesn't really ask for any kind of attention for it. And I'd like for her to get this kind of recognition. I think she deserves it.
Our thanks to the Assistant DA, Jeff Neiman, for the recommendation. And congratulations, Ella Spencer, Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57 at WCHL.
What kind of a bird is the mascot of Cocoa Puffs?
Just remember the slogan.
I'm going to say a minor bird.
You're close.
Not a minor bird.
I'm cuckoo for cocoa.
A cuckoo
bird for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo bird.
Yeah, a cuckoo.
Yeah.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Are you really? I'm happy for you.
I can't even do it.
You're out of your bird.
Yeah. Introduced in 1958 by General Mills, the little orbs of corn, oats, and rice, all flavored with cocoa, is represented by Sunny, the cuckoo bird. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo. What does that make you think of?
Time! Oh, that's right.
Time has come today.
Oh, my gosh, the cuckoo. Chamber Brothers.
Oh,
here we
boy.
Go again.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Freddie.
All right, see everybody tomorrow.
Hey, congratulations to John Wilson. There were four people who ended up calling in with the correct answer, but John was the first one to get in here, and John gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers, and Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for only $10. Picture the perfect intimate and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's half off from Oasis at Carmel, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
72 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for partly sunny skies today. A chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. We have about a 30% chance of rain later today. Our high today in the upper 80s, so a little bit on the warm side. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman in Ferguson, Missouri.
There were no Molotov cocktails. There were no shootings.
Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson following what was by comparison a relatively calm night here as unrest continues in Ferguson. There was no tear gas, but at the end, there was still a confrontation between protesters and police. 47 people were arrested as they refused to disperse. Today, Attorney General Eric Holder comes here to assess the situation. Here's White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The nation's top law enforcement official will confer with FBI agents. Holder will also meet with local officials and community leaders.
Also today, a grand jury is expected to begin listening to evidence to determine if charges should be brought against Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown. I'm Steve Futterman in Ferguson, Missouri. Now with more CBS News, here's Peter King.
In Harvey, Illinois, two gunmen remain holed up inside a house with four hostages, two adults, two children. Mayor Eric Kellogg.
I'm proud of the way the team of professionals are handling the negotiation process. We pray for just a very peaceful resolve.
Two officers have been hurt by gunfire. The family of a missing American journalist, James Foley, says he is the man shown being beheaded in a video posted by Islamic State militants. Sky News reporter Nick Martin.
On the charity Facebook page set up to find him, his mother wrote, "We have never been prouder of our son, Jim. He gave his life trying to expose the world to the suffering of the Syrian people. We implore the kidnappers to spare the lives of the remaining hostages. They have no control over American government policy in Iraq, Syria, or anywhere in the world."
Efforts to extend the ceasefire in Gaza fall short. Now Palestinian militants have launched dozens of rockets. Israel has responded with dozens of airstrikes, one hitting the home of the Hamas military leader, killing his wife and son. Well, an invitation to perform at the Super Bowl can be a career maker, but apparently that invite now comes with some expensive strings attached. CBS's Gary Nunn is here live. Gary, what does the NFL want?
The league thirsty.